The Lion King turns 25 years old on Broadway this month. The musical first opened in the summer of 1997 at the Orpheum Theater in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Audiences saw something no one had ever seen before. Jumping antelopes, flying birds, and elephants walking through the seats. The audience started screaming so early. When the animals came down the aisle, everybody shot up, said director-writer Julie Tamer. We were just overwhelmed, and we knew we had something. That show in Minneapolis would soon move to Broadway. Broadway is an area in New York City where the largest and most famous plays and musicals are performed. The Lion King would continue to perform for 25 years. It often sells the most tickets per week among all Broadway plays. It is also often young people's introduction to theater. In April 2012, The Lion King became Broadway's all-time highest-selling show. It passed The Phantom of the Opera, which started almost 10 years earlier. With Phantom to close next year, the musical will compete with Chicago for the honor of longest-running show on Broadway. It is easy to forget how revolutionary The Lion King was at the time it was released. Theatergoers were seeing Asian-influenced puppets and masks telling an African story with several African languages. The musical had South African performers and a black king. In addition to writing and directing the show, Tamer also designed clothing and wrote the words for the hit song Endless Night. Her job some 25 years ago was huge. She had to rewrite Disney's popular movie into a live show. She filled the stage with birds flying high on sticks and antelopes marching near the seats. The actors operate giant puppets in a movement popular in 16th century Japanese theater. This is where theater is better than film. It completely surrounds you, Tamer said. I had to use all the tools in the theater toolbox to make it dimensional and theatrical. Tamer did not cover up the wheels and poles that bring her puppets to life. The human beings that control the puppets and wear the animal masks are fully seen. It is the audience's job to add the imagination. She called it the double event. That is where the audience not only watches the animals, they watch humans driving the story too. The Lion King made Tamer the first woman to win a Tony Award for Best Director of a Musical. Many Broadway stars over the years have also performed in The Lion King. There have been 28 Lion King productions since the first. It has been performed in 9 different languages and seen by 110 million people. It has played over 100 cities in 21 countries. Part of its long life is because of the movie connection and its simple-to-understand and family-friendly story. But it is also a big production that is not dependent on big-name stars. Before it became a hit, Disney sent its top officials to a rehearsal. One film official suggested Tamer lose the puppetry when it came time for the main characters. She did not agree. Tamer then set up a test at the Palace Theater on Broadway. She presented the musical in 3 different ways. Just facial makeup, half mask, and her original idea. Then Disney chief Michael Eisner liked her idea. He said, "The bigger the risk, the bigger the payoff," Tamer said. How many people say that? I'm Dan Novak.